ladies and gentlemen. It's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything, I'm Rob, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
That's right, boys and girls, you're listening to the one and only Probo Show. How are you doing out there, folks? It is another special After Dark show. How are you doing, friends? It's nice to join you on an evening. Generally, I have a different crowd. A lot more of our American friends will show up later. It's very nice to see you. Thanks for being here. Right now, I'm going to welcome Gemma, Eugene, Carmen, Vero, Chusky, Trusky, and many more that are in the chat and not yet saying anything. How are you doing, my friends? It's awfully nice to see you. Boy, do we have a good show for you today. In today's 100 Humans, I asked them to name something that retired people do. Nombra algo que hacen las personas jubiladas. Name something retired people do. In today's Complete the News, we'll find out about a Canadian man, or why a Canadian man was sentenced to 6 months in prison. Condenado a 6 meses de prisión. Ooh. And today's unpopular opinion, it's a good one. Not all advice from elders is valuable. No todos los consejos de los mayores son valiosos. Yeah, it's a difficult one. Given that I am kind of entering my elder stage of life, yeah, how do we feel about that, folks? It is definitely something worth considering, something that gets bandied around, right? Respect your elders. Your elders have got a lot to teach you. No doubt there. But is everything they say valioso, valuable? I certainly know not everything I have to say is valuable. Anyway, with that said, guys, I'm here, you're here. Let's see what's going on in the world. First things first, guys, thank you so much for downloading the podcast as often and as much as you do. Means the world. You can do that in all good podcast downloaders. You can interact with the show outside of our regular times on my Instagram. That's at Professional Bohemian. Or if you're feeling extra specially sexy and awesome, you can join my Patreon community. You can actually join for free. You get like one free post a week. Or if you're feeling extra cool, you can support me there and see all the VODs and all the everything that we produce here on the show. All right, friends, let's see what's going on in the world. Here's a piece of news coming directly from my heart. This one comes from Newsweek.com. Our homes are too clean. our homes are too clean. Should be seeded with germs. Deberían estar sembradas de gérmenes. Gérmenes. I think I can't pronounce this word. Gérmenes, says a researcher. That researcher's name is Rob Grams. No, from a real researcher. Okay, here we go. The article discusses the concept that modern homes are too clean for children's health, potentially leading to an increase in childhood illnesses like asthma due to a lack of exposure to beneficial bacteria. It's true. When I was young, like, I was playing in dirt. I had asthma as a child, and I grew out of it. I don't know how common that is. Could it be that our homes are too clean? That we're not developing the right antibodies, the right protection, natural protection against many illnesses because of the cleanliness of our homes? I'm doing my bit, friends. Outside the cone of the of the camera, my God, I'm trying to protect myself, guys, with lots of healthy germs. How are you doing, Min? Joining us all the way from the Netherlands. How's it going, my dude? Not my home, definitely, says Eugene. No, not mine. I'm not afraid of germs, says Gemma. Okay, yeah, so yeah, apparently our homes are too clean for kids. Elizabeth McCormick, that's our hero, Elizabeth.
That gets the Probo stamp of approval.
I'm going to immediately send this article to my girlfriend. Elizabeth McCormick, an assistant professor at the University of North Carolina, suggests that introducing good bacteria into homes could help develop children's immune systems and prevent allergies and asthma. No need, at least in my case. Let's grow some germs to help protect ourselves. Exactly. Exactly. Where I keep the elves is the only place I keep clean. This idea aligns with the hygiene hypothesis, which posits that insufficient exposure to microbes during childhood can lead to a higher risk of autoimmune diseases and allergies. The article highlights the importance of balancing cleanliness with microbial exposure to support the development of a healthy immune system, especially in early childhood. Suggestions include not overcleaning, check, improving home ventilation, and possibly seeding homes with probiotic bacteria through means such as having indoor plants or pets. Check. Am I like the healthiest guy on the planet? I think so. Yes, there you go. Interesting hypotheses there. You know what? Ironically enough, I've heard this from like mothers all around my orbit. Can't have them, you know, you got to let them play outside. You've got to let them kind of get dirty and play around. And it's true. Otherwise, your body's not building up those natural defenses, right? Listen to me commenting on raising a child. All right, next piece of news from the US here. Are the US trailblazers, my friends? They might be. The US considers a four-day work week. And will it be in favor for techies? Los Estados Unidos considera la semana laboral de cuatro días. ¿Será en favor de los técnicos? The US is contemplating a significant change to the traditional work week, with Senator Bernie Sanders proposing the 32-Hour Work Week Act, which aims to reduce a standard work week from 40 to 32 hours without decreasing pay. Oh, Bernie. I'm feeling the burn right now. Can you come to Europe, please? Yeah, I think the key point here is without reducing pay. Maybe... reducing pay for some of those at the top, you know, to compensate for these salaries. I mean, is this not a good thing? Is this not forward thinking? Is this not maybe something that could, you know, the more people available to do the same task, keeping more people employed, keeping the economy churning. It sounds like nothing but good things to me. Carmen here says, this is one of the reasons children should live with pets. They also help protect their immune system. The pets, not the children. Yeah, absolutely. I always grew up with dogs, and I'm great. I'm fine. Vero, and now I ask, do kids in Africa have real health? They're surrounded by germs, poor things. Yeah, true story. True story. Children help humans too. She means adults. But, you know, it's hard to remember that kids are also humans and they're big, bulbous heads. I get you. I'm with you. So this move intended to enhance work-life balance could have notable implications for tech professionals. A shorter work week in the US might increase demand for remote tech talent from India as American companies look to fill skill gaps. It could also improve collaborations between US and Indian tech firms due to more flexible scheduling and greater focus on efficiency and automation in US companies. Is this something we're going to see a lot more of in the future? I certainly hope so. The idea of a universal basic income, the idea of shorter work weeks. I mean, it worries me that this will be the solution, right? That companies will implement something like a four-day work week and then outsource the rest of that work. When the idea is keeping people in our own economies employed. I mean, you can't doubt that tools like ChatGPT are going to kind of take a lot of the heavy lifting off of us. But I just wonder, what the solution is to the... When technology makes its way in a big way into the labor market, as we're already seeing. Didn't we do a news story about the first robot in a Mercedes-Benz factory, about robots being used in Amazon? And certainly ChatGPT is already playing a big role in marketing, people creating junk articles, SEO-friendly articles. I think it was Sports Illustrated were caught publishing ChatGPT articles relatively recently. I mean, come on, friends. We need to think seriously about this problem. Eugene says, I work only 20 hours a week. Oh, Eugene, you're my hero. And I'm so happy about it. I don't know how you do that. I need to maybe do more yoga or something. Eugene's into yoga. I think that's the key for a happy life. Okay, final piece of news for today. A worrying one. Climate models can't explain 2023's huge heat anomaly. We could be in uncharted territory. Los modelos climáticos no pueden explicar la enorme anomalía de calor de 2023. Podríamos estar en territorio desconocido. Okay, let's get into this. The director of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies reports an unprecedented heat anomaly in 2023, with mean land and sea surface temperatures exceeding records by up to 0.2 centigrade each month for 9 months, a significant deviation from climate model predictions. Let's just hope and pray we haven't reached some kind of a tipping point, friends, because if that's happened, yeah, I worry. We're already having land water shortages, crops here in Spain producing the lowest yields in centuries. My God, it's worrying. I only work 20 hours a week, says Eugene. Gemma says, and you have 8 degrees. You live in paradise, says Gemma. I'm kidding. Yeah, poor guy. He's living in Russia. I assume, other than the political climate out there, he's having a good life. Okay, so this unexpected spike in temperatures, which began in March, occurred despite the transition from La Niña phase, typically associated with cooling, to a milder than usual El Niño phase later in the year. Factors such as increased greenhouse gas emissions, volcanic activity, solar activity, and changes in shipping fuel regulations have been considered but failed to fully explain the extent of the warning. The anomaly suggests a potential fundamental shift in the climate system, highlighting a significant gap in our understanding and the need for real-time data to address these changes. The situation underscores the urgency for improved data collection systems like NASA's PACE mission to better understand and adapt to these unexpected climate patterns, indicating that we may be entering uncharted climatic territory. Wow. Worrying stuff. It's worrying stuff, not just here in Europe, all over the world. For our friends in the States too, they're reporting a drying up of the groundwater. And this anomaly, this unexplained anomaly, is worrying because I don't know if you're anything like me, guys. You're thinking about reaching a tipping point that where we can no longer turn back and no longer fix potential mistakes we may have made. You know, I kind of have to be... I've been told I have to be more sensitive with my opinion. I know there are a bunch of you out there that think that, you know, that man or humans didn't have a part to play in climate change. I can respect that. I can respect that. I can debate you all day. I personally believe that we have. But if you don't, that's fine. I think there's data to show that. I think we're past the point of people legitimately being able to say climate change is not happening. Which is something, this is a thing that we're hearing more and more in media outlets. No, climate change is just fear-mongering. I don't think it is, guys. I don't think it is. At least NASA and this latest news I just read for you from nature.com seem not to think so. Anyway, on that note, friends, let's get into today's unpopular opinion. Okay, here we go, guys. Today's brain fart, today's pedo-cerebral, today's pedo-mental is... not all advice from elders is valuable. Not all advice from elders is valuable. No todos los consejos de los mayores son valiosos. This is an interesting one, right, friends? Because we are told, you know, listen to your elders, respect your elders. Your elders have a lot to say. But does that mean that everything they say has value? Doesn't everything we all say have value? Or does everything we all say have zero value? Woof. This is an interesting topic, guys, full of nuance. Well, I asked people on Instagram what they thought. And they said... 77% true. Kind of surprised that was so high, I'll be honest. I mean, that is the, I don't know, the dogma we're subjected to, right? That our elders hold so much wisdom and so much knowledge to impart. I honestly believe for the most part that is true. But does everything, every piece of advice they say, have intrinsic value? Well, let's get into it right now, shall we? I thoroughly tortured the elves today and they provided me with some pros and cons, and I'm going to give them to you as they gave them to me. First of all, let me take a quick look at the chat. Hello, Rob. This might be the lunchtime show for me. I haven't eaten yet. How are you doing, Bridge? Welcome, welcome. The climate is something to worry about, said Gemma. Yeah, it is. And getting more worrying by the year, I think, Gemma. Min, fun fact, there's a global trend in climate change denial. It has slowly moved from man didn't change the climate, etc., to it's too late. As long as no action is taken, they are happy. Oh, jeez. Yeah, I've heard that it's too late argument as well. Like, even if it were too late, we shouldn't be trying to do anything. Oh, thanks. Yeah. Jeez Louise, friends. Completely agree, Min, says Gemma Chusky. Well, I think that the ozone hole has been proven to be human's fault. Yeah, with CO2 emissions, right? I did read somewhere that the ozone layer was healing slowly, so that's some good news. I don't know how much truth there is to that. That's not a piece of news I'm reading, friends. Vero, true, we should always try and learn from our elders, but sometimes they may not be the best examples. Carmen says, true, times change and there's no reason to believe they're up to date in things that may influence or advise knowledge they give or have. Yeah, it's true. Like, our elders come from a different time. Well, let's dig into this, shall we? So, as I said before, the elves gave us some pros and cons. Let's take a look at them now. In the pro column, agreeing with the statement that not all advice from elders is valuable. The context in which older generations grew up and made decisions can be drastically different from today's world. Technological advances, societal norms, and lifestyle changes may render some of their advice less applicable or even obsolete in current times. I remember a mentor of mine. When I first got into the voyage of marketing, I was interested in digital marketing. I wanted to renovate a company's view on digital marketing and marketing and kind of, and push them in the right, in a more forward-thinking, modern direction. My boss at the time, he wanted to send out letters, like snail mail letters that essentially did the same thing. You know, hand signed by himself. And my argument was, well, number one, it's going to cost a fortune to snail mail all these letters to 1,000 different companies. Number two, people don't read their mail anymore, especially if it comes from a company. Yeah, and there are a ton of examples. Like, would you seek your grandfather's advice when it comes to modern economy, modern politics, to modern societal issues? I don't know. Maybe they would have useful insight. Maybe not. Let's continue. Each person's life path and circumstance are unique. Advice that worked for one individual in one era may not be suitable for someone else in a different time or situation. Elders may not fully understand the nuances of modern challenges, especially those related to digital life, global mobility, and evolving career paths. The common wisdom there is you go to university, you find that one job, and you work your way up the career ladder in that one job. That's not what's happening, and that's certainly not the best way to behave nowadays. We've seen the erosion of, you know, in the job market, the erosion of the necessity of having a degree nowadays. And the quickest way to upward mobility in a sector is to change jobs every 2 years, right? So maybe that advice is not the best. So anyway, let's continue. Cultural shifts. As societies evolve, cultural norms and values shift. Elders may hold on to beliefs or prejudices that are no longer acceptable or relevant, potentially leading to advice that does not align with contemporary ethical or moral standards. I don't need to explain this, right? I mean, you've all had Christmas dinner with older people. You've all got into discussions and they've said some horrendous things. Don't worry, that's just grandma. She's had too much wine. Yeah, and final point in the pro column. Like anyone else, elders have personal biases stemming from their experiences. These biases might skew their advice, making it less objective or universally acceptable. They might favor what worked for them or what they wish they had done, rather than what is best for the individual seeking the advice. All right, great. Great stuff. Those are the pro points. We'll get into the cons in a second. I just want to catch up with our audience here. Vero says, I know we read that one. Carmen says, true, times change and there's no reason to believe they are up to date in things that may influence. I know we read that one too. Gemma, true, we have to respect our elders. Doesn't mean that they're always right. Eugene says, true, many old people in my country believe the TV. But I am not a very young man either, says Eugene. Yeah, me neither. I'm about to cross that threshold into elder territory myself, which makes this fascinating for me. I mean, I'll get into my own opinions later on. But will my opinions change on this issue throughout the years? If I come back to this topic in 5 years' time, when I've crossed the threshold of 50, will I have a different view of this? Perhaps. And finally, Eugene, my dad wants me to work at a factory. And look, you know, working 20 hours a week like a king. Okay, let's get into the cons, shall we? Saying no. Advice from elders is often, if not always, valuable. Wisdom and experience. Elders have lived through a variety of experiences and challenges. This accumulated life experience can provide valuable insights and wisdom, particularly regarding enduring aspects of human life, such as relationships, parenting, and managing emotions. Let's be honest here. How often are you going to go up to grandpa or grandma and ask them advice on digital marketing? On how to behave on your favorite social media app? Probably not that often, I would imagine, if you're a reasonable human being. But their insights into relationships, certainly parenting, managing your emotions, the to's and fro's of the cut and thrust of what it is to be a human living on planet Earth, they have a wealth of experience, more so than you, being their progeny. Okay, let's continue. Long-term perspective. Elders can often offer a long-term perspective that younger individuals might lack. They can help put current struggles into context, offering reassurance and a sense of continuity that can be comforting and grounding. It's true. I mean, we do tend to, as a society, go through the same cycles over and over again. What older generations have that younger generations don't. I mean, I'm in the middle, right? That's why they call it middle age. What the older generations have that younger people don't is perspective. They can look back on a life lived poorly or well and see the mistakes and see the patterns and like the moving of the tide, right? When you're in a moment, stuck in that moment, you can't see outside of those walls. What older people have is perspective. Let's continue. By sharing their mistakes and regrets, elders can help younger generations avoid similar pitfalls. Their advice can act as a guide, helping others navigate life's complexities with fewer missteps. And the final point here in the con column, elders serve as a link to cultural and family history. Their advice often reflects traditions and values worth preserving, providing a sense of identity and belonging. Chusky here says, future elders will have the worst advice ever. Oh dear. Dad wanted me to work in a factory. Thanks very much. Okay. All right. Well, let's get into this. In a second or two, I'm going to be posting the poll in the chat. And you're going to tell me. I'm going to say, not all advice from elders is valuable. And you're going to say true or false. I think what I would like to concentrate on for the last minute here is the word valuable. How valuable is your advice? How valuable is anyone's advice? I would suggest that everyone's advice carries the same weight to one degree or another. I think one thing we could all agree on, that any advice or oversight or help that anyone wants to give you, if it comes from a good place, has value, right? Any piece of advice, whether it be wrong or right, there is value there, right? Because when someone gives you a piece of advice, when someone cares enough to take you under their wing and say, look, kid, that's value, and that's valuable. All right, friends, that's enough from me. I'm going to post a poll in the chat, and you're going to tell me. Not all advice from elders is valuable, true or false. Friends, so many things you could have been doing this afternoon instead of doing those things. You took the time to spend some time with me, and it means the world. I will see you in a few short minutes. Hey, guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. The vote is in. It's being counted. We know the winner. But before we talk about that, let's catch up what people may have missed. In the first part of the show, we looked at our homes. Are they too clean? Not mine. Confirmed. Now, one researcher named Elizabeth McCormick, an assistant professor at the University of North Carolina, suggests that, if your home is too clean, your kids aren't going to develop the antibodies necessary for a healthy and robust immune system. Interesting. Kind of homespun advice I've heard before in one-to-one conversations. Is this science catching up with popular wisdom? Then we look at how the US may be considering a four-day work week. Senator Bernie Sanders proposing a 32-hour work week. I think that's something we should be looking at all over the world, honestly. And then finally, the heat anomaly we experienced in 2023. It can't be explained by traditional climate models, and how we could be entering uncharted territory, territorio desconocido, and how we may need new models by which to predict the climate and how it is changing. Scary stuff. All right, and then we moved on to today's unpopular opinion, which was not all advice from elders is valuable. Okay, I do have some more comments to read here in the chat. Carmen gave us a good one. If I'd listened to my grandma, I'd be in a convent.
That gets the Probo stamp of approval.
Yeah. Yeah, my grandma was a very little religious Italian lady. I would be a priest now. Chusky says, never trust someone who tells you falling in love is the best. Yeah. I've got to be honest. I never heard anything about falling in love, but it was very much, you know, have children, get married. It's like, really? But I want to paint pictures and talk on the media. Sasha's with us, having a very early morning. It's only 4:30 a.m. in Australia right now. Gemma says, never trust someone who tells you not to have sex until marriage.
That gets the Probo stamp of approval.
Vero says, my grandpa used to say we are lucky. He was sent to Russia with Blue Division. It didn't matter how much you asked him to talk about those days, he never wanted to talk about it. My grandfather was a little the same. He never wanted to talk about his experience through the war. And a lot of the things that I learned were secondhand information from people that knew him. They did go through hard times, man. I mean, what has been our generation's big kind of climactic world war event, if you want to, for the want of a better word, our kind of shared cultural event, was it COVID? Is that what sent us spiraling down into this nationalistic kind of popularist kind of separation that society is experiencing now, where we can't even listen to another opinion without freaking the hell out. I don't know. Miss Sasha Hayes has been awake since 11 p.m. My God. Vero, you should buy a gamer's chair. I should. Yeah, my chair is really creaky in the studio. So sorry if you can hear that on the podcast. Too early and too cold, says Sasha. All right. So I asked you, or I made the statement, not all advice from elders is valuable. What did people say on Instagram? Nessa said, older people, like everyone else, have their own personalities, generous, selfish, spiteful, kind, and they also go through different states. So you have to look at the whole spectrum. For example, a depressed elderly person, like anyone else, may not give the best advice because of the negative situation they are in. This being said, I do think they have a lot to say, and listening is never a bad idea.
That gets the Probo stamp of approval.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's quite a reasonable, well-thought-out argument, right? Yeah, I mean, there is the difference between seeking advice and unsolicited advice, right? I mean, there are elders that I go to for advice, even today. And whether that advice is useful or practical in this modern world, well, that's a different matter. But their opinion on the matter still has value to me, whether it's practicable or not. Does that make sense? Leo says, I respect older generations, but not everything they say works today. Raj, writing to us again, says, there's a middle ground. Elders have been through a lot. Their advice might be a guiding light. True story. And finally, I think we'll finish off with Grace here. I understand some advice seems old-fashioned, but wisdom is timeless. I nearly made a mistake. I nearly left the company I was working at to go to another where I would be paid 20% more than I earned at the time. And it was actually Richard Vaughan who told me, don't do it. Richard Vaughan, a mentor of mine, someone who I constantly go to for advice, he said, don't do it. The job was for a company that fabricated a machine that helped make lenses for glasses. He said, are you going to be as happy there as doing what you do now? And that simple kind of statement from Richard Vaughan, looking at me as if I was stupid. Are you really going to be as happy there doing that? I mean, the guy was completely right, but I didn't even think about my own happiness. I couldn't get my head out of the idea of earning 20% more and doing probably 20% less. Interesting nuanced argument. So I said to our friends in the audience, not all advice from elders is valuable. And they said 83% true. Yeah, 83% true. That makes a lot of sense. That rings true with me. I mean, look, isn't it some kind of isn't it ageist to use a word? I hate the isms and the ists. But isn't it ageist to expect that older generations have more to impart than younger ones? I mean, I don't think the argument here is about advice being valuable. I think the argument here is about a whole generation's advice being valuable or not. I've learned equally as much from younger people much younger than me, as I have from older generations. It's true that not all advice imparted has to be used. There is value in just a cross-generational sharing of information or sharing of wisdom. Most of the great advice you receive in your life, even though most of the great advice you give in your life, you don't listen to, you know? Do you think the advice you give is valuable? You know? Because you are that to someone else. Always do what Mr. Vaughan says. He's the voice of experiences, Vero.
That gets the Probo stamp of approval.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I get stuck on the word valuable here because, you know, I kind of believe that every opinion has some intrinsic value, even if I disagree with it. And that's kind of the ethos of this show, is not about being right or wrong, not even about changing minds. It's just thinking and hearing different points of view and opinions. And I do think there's intrinsic value to that. I mean, only today I listened to an interview with Tucker Carlson, a man I hate. I share no common opinions with this guy. Listened to a 2-hour interview with him. Why? To put myself through the torture? No. Because I feel like when you hear other opinions, whether they're practicable or not, it sharpens your own sense of your own presence of mind. Either affirms your beliefs, or even if you're very, very lucky, will have you turn a corner and become a little bit more of an empathetic individual. Is the argument here that not all advice from elders is valuable, or not all advice is valuable? Is it that not all advice is valuable, or all advice has no value? I've got to admit, I'm on the fence on this one. I kind of do believe to a certain extent there is value in every piece of wisdom imparted, whether that be the best way and times to post on Instagram, to whether you should continue in a toxic relationship or not. And on that note, well, you know what my elder would have said to that? My elder being Grandpa Bo. He would have said, Rob, that's just your opinion. And opinions are like buttholes. Everyone has one. They all stink. Let's move on to today's 100 Humans. Oh my God, friends. It was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans and I asked them all a question. Today's question was, name something that retired people do. Nombra algo que hacen las personas jubiladas. I asked them that question, they gave me their answers. I'm in possession of the top 7 answers right here. Your job in the chat is to identify those top 7 answers. A big thank you to Raz, aka Rosa, Annika San, Gemma, Nessa, Pedro, Vero, Materia Oscura, La Chica de la Segunda Fila, Carmen, and Mushki for your answers on Instagram. We'll get to those as and when we get to them. Thank you, thank you. Let's see. Chusky says, advice from 20-year-old people is valuable. I would say it is a sign of extreme arrogance to say that a whole generation's wisdom is not valuable. Just on the fact that they're younger. Younger people have insights that we don't. There are younger people with insights into life that I don't have. You know? And plus it's about the advice, right? They know a hell of a lot more about me about living in the digital world. Anyway, let's continue. So something that retired people do. All right, let's see what our chat is saying. Don't listen to Putin, says Eugene. That's Eugene's advice.
That gets the Probo stamp of approval.
Okay, Gemma says, traveling. Is traveling there? Viajar. Something retired people do, travel. Yes, it is. Well done. A quick win, a good answer there. Thank you. Thank you, Gemma. Bunch of people agreed with you. Carmen, La Chica de la Segunda Fila. Yeah, a ton of people wrote travel. Anna Cassan wrote travel in the chat also. Okay, let's see. What else do we have here? We have watching roadworks, says Chusky. Watching roadworks. Is watching roadworks there? No, it's not. Give a lot of advice, says Eugene. Also, not there. It's not there. Okay. Let's continue. Watching TV, says Eugene. Jeez, I hope that's not my retirement. If I get to retire, watching TV. Is watching TV there? Oh my God, guys. Becoming painfully obvious that our generation will never retire. I don't know what I'm going to do. Feed the pigeons. That's a great answer. Like, to go to the park, feed the pigeons. Is feed the pigeons there? Oh my God, I'm going to have to give you some help, guys. I'm going to have to give you some help. All right, you've correctly identified travel. I did see one correct answer in the chat from Miss Sasha Hayes. She says, gardening. Jardinería. gardening. Is gardening there? Yes, it is. Well done. It's actually the second most popular answer, with 19 of 100 humans saying gardening. All right. Veros says, take long walks. There is a sport, all right? There is a sport. I'm loath to call it a sport, but it is one. It's more a rich person pastime than it is a sport, but whatever. There is a sport that is basically that. But what is it? All right. Someone's in the chat's got it. Okay, let's go back. Playing chess, domino, etc. It's a good answer, but it's not there. Sorry. What else do we have? A hobby. You have to be more specific, because a few of these are hobbies. Hobby was from... it was from Sasha. Okay, Gemma says reading. I'm going to retire, and I'm going to read all the books that I never had time to read when I was at work. Is reading there? Leer. Yes, it is. Well done. I'll tell you something. Gemma's on fire. Reading is there. Seventh most popular answer, with 7 of 100 humans saying reading. Okay, let's continue. Bother young women, says Chusky. Chusky, you retire. Is bothering young women there? No, it's not. let's see. Looking after grandchildren, brilliant answer. But sadly, not... Bueno. You know what? You know what? Because I don't think you're going to get it. I'm going to give you this to you. Well done. Looking after grandchildren. You know, it's not there, but volunteering is. You know, charity work. You know, I'm going to look after the grandchildren. Just keep myself busy. Just because I don't think he'll get it. Volunteering. Taking care of your children's. Volunteering, voluntariado. Usually it's for charities and things like that. But, you know, you can volunteer work for your family. Why not? Volunteering. Okay, what else do we have? Golf, says Sasha. Is golf there? Yes, it is. Sasha, are you retired? You're doing awfully well at this. You've only got two more left to get. Two more left to get. The number 5 and the number 6 most popular answers. Let's see. Has anyone gotten this one? Eugene has gotten an answer. Eugene says... fishing. Is fishing there? Pescar. Well done, Eugene. Thank God. He's on fire. Fifth most popular answer. So you guys have correctly identified travel, gardening, playing golf, volunteering, fishing, and reading. There's one more left to get. The sixth most popular answer. Someone on Instagram did get this right. Let me see what else is being said here. Going to the gym. Sex is not on the list for sure, says Chusky. knitting and cross-stitching. Knitting. I said fishing too, said... Sasha, I'm sorry. Hell is better than heaven, says Chusky. let's see. Knitting and cross-stitching, says Gemma. I don't have a job, therefore I'm early retired, says Sasha. Knitting and cross-stitching, probably, would you say that's a craft? The reason I ask, because Vero here in the chat said doing crafts. Is crafts there? Handicraft, says Gemma. Is crafts there? Yes, it is. Well done. Manualidades. Well done. Oh, my God. A lot of people said taking great care of grandchildren in the chat. Sadly, not there. But Mushki, Materia Oscura, Vero, Gemma Racino all said looking after grandchildren. Annika-san with a great answer here. They travel and get worried about their health. Like, that's an activity. I worry about my health. How's about you? courses was another good answer by Gemma on Instagram. Going for long walks was there as well. Well done, you Instagram folks. All right, let's look at the list, shall we? Okay, here we go. So I asked 100 humans to name something that retired people do. In position number
7,
we had reading, leer. 7 of 100 humans said that in 7th place. In position number
6,
we had crafting, manualidades. 8 of 100 humans said that one. In position number
5,
We had fishing pescar. God, my grandfather loved to fish. 11 of 100 humans said that one. In position number
4.
Volunteering. Voluntariado. Usually for some kind of a charity or for the local community or even the most local community of all, your own family, looking after kids, that kind of thing. Volunteer work. In position number
3.
Golfing. Jugar a golf. I think you guys say golf too, right? In position number
2.
Gardening. Jardinería. Gardening. 19 of 100 humans said that. And finally, in position number
1.
We had travel. Well done. Jeez, you guys. All right, we're set up for retirement. We know what we're doing. We've got the game plan laid out, friends. Watching the Probo Show, says the bridge. Yes.
That gets the Probo stamp of approval.
Also, we have sitting on a beach, watching young women pass by. Guess who said that one? Yes, it was Trusky. handicraft. All you guys have done amazing work. Give yourselves a round of applause. Come on. All right. There we go. Let's move on to today's Complete the News.
Complete the News.
Okay, here we go. It's Complete the News time. I'm going to give you a news story, but I'm going to leave out some important information. Your job in the chat is to identify the missing information using the three options I give you. If you're one of the many people watching the show but not interacting, this is your moment, because all you have to write is A, B, or C. Occasionally people say, you know, I watch, but I feel nervous chatting. Well, this is it. This is your time, guys. A, B, or C. This is actually coming from a French article that we had to translate in order to identify the actual title. So here we go. A Canadian man sentenced to 6 months in prison for asking women to blank for $100. A Canadian man sentenced to 6 months in prison for asking women to blank for $100. Hombre canadiense condenado a 6 meses de prisión por pedirle a mujeres que blank por $100. Is it A, kick him in the genitals? Pat in endless genitales. There you go. After dark. That was it. That was the excuse right there. B, impersonate his wife, suplanten a su esposa. Or is it C, to leave their partners, dejan a sus parejas, for $100? Canadian man sentenced to 6 months in prison for asking women to blank. Unfortunate rhyming there. For $100. Is it A, kick him in the genitals? B, impersonate his wife, or C, leave their partners? Wow. I think everyone's very okay. Everyone is clearly voting A for the memes. I just think you're a masochistic lot and you just want it to be A. Only one person, the bridge, I salute you.
That gets the Probo stamp of approval.
Only one person says B, a non-dirty answer. And Sasha, well done. To impersonate his wife. All right, so everyone's saying A, kick him in the genitals. Let's see what's true and what's not. Okay, a Canadian man sentenced to 6 months in prison for offering women $100 to... It was indeed A. Well done, to kick him in the genitals. Look, let's not kink shame. Let's not kink shame. You know, he's already in prison, poor guy. You know, everyone, you know, it takes something different for all of us. Come on. So, Thierry Boudrias, a janitor from a building in Sherbrooke, has been sentenced to 6 months in prison after he was found guilty of criminal harassment, communicating for sexual services, and indecent communication. Boudrias. Oof, I'm probably murdering the pronunciation of that. Who had the cell phone numbers to the victims due to his position, had texted 4 female college students offering them $100 to hit him in the genitals for 30 minutes. For 30 minutes? For 30 minutes, I can, like, I'm going to, a little insight of what it's like to have male genitalia. You can sit down wrong and be in pain for a whole day. 30 minutes? Jeez Louise. Mocking elderly people, what a lack of respect has come. Lucky you, says Trusky. God, what weird people there are in the world. No kink shaming from me, whatever. But there you go, friends. That was today's show. Thank you so much for rolling up for this After Dark episode of the 30 minutes. Yeah, I know. For this After Dark episode of the Probo Show, I've had a whale of a time. Thank you so much for participating. Guys, so many things you could have been doing this evening. Instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me, and it means the world. I'll see you next time.